The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 24th of May, 2008. It's the birthday of the novelist and short story writer William Trevor, born in Mitchelstown, Ireland, 1928, grew up in a Protestant household in a Catholic country. And it's the birthday of the novelist Michael Chabon, born in Washington, D.C., 1963, who had an early success. He was just 23 when he wrote his first novel, The Mysteries of Pittsburgh. He turned it in as his master's thesis in a creative writing program, turned it in on a Friday. On Monday, heard that his professor had sent it to an agent. The book was published the following year, 1988. It was a big success. He was compared to Fitzgerald and John Cheever, asked to model clothing for The Gap. People magazine wanted to include him in its list of 50 most beautiful people. He turned down both offers. Started working on his second novel. He'd seen a picture of the original plans for the city of Washington, D.C., and he got an idea for a novel about an architect. Chabon later said it was a novel about utopian dreamers, ecological activists, an Israeli spy, a gargantuan Florida real estate deal, the education of an architect, the perfect baseball park, Paris, French cooking, and the crazy and ongoing dream of rebuilding the great temple in Jerusalem. It was about loss, lost paradises, lost cities, the loss of the temple, the loss of a brother to AIDS, and the concomitant dream of restoration or rebuilding. He called the novel Fountain City, spent 5 years working on it, wrote 1,500 pages of manuscript, felt he just couldn't put the pieces together, and then one night got an idea for a whole different story and decided to follow it, wrote 15 pages in 4 hours, kept working on it in secret for the next few weeks, didn't tell anybody. He said, I didn't stop to think about what I was doing or what the critics would think of it, and sweetest of all, I didn't give a single thought to what I was trying to say, I just wrote. He finished the book in 7 months. The novel was Wonder Boys, came out in 1995, about a creative writing professor named Grady Tripp who can't seem to finish his latest novel. It was made into a movie 5 years later. After Wonder Boys, Chabon stumbled on a box of comic books he'd kept since childhood. He hadn't looked at them in 15 years. He said, when I opened it up and that smell came pouring out, that old paper smell, I was struck by a rush of memories, a sense of my childhood self that seemed to be contained in there, which gave him the idea to write a novel about the golden days of the comic book trade called The Amazing Adventures of Cavalier and Clay. Came out in 2000, won a Pulitzer Prize, the story of a Jewish kid who flees the Nazis just before World War II, has to leave his family behind, come to America, and along with his cousin, he creates a comic book superhero called The Escapist. Michael Chabon, who said, literature, like magic, has always been about the handling of secrets, about the pain, the destruction, and the marvelous liberation that can result when they are revealed. If a writer doesn't give away secrets, his own or those of the people he loves, if he doesn't court disapproval, reproach, and general wrath, whether of friends, family, or party apparatchiks, the result is pallid, inanimate, a lump of earth. Here's a poem for today by Ted Kooser, entitled Boarding House. The blind man draws his curtains for the night and goes to bed, leaving a burning light above the bathroom mirror. Through the wall, he hears the deaf man walking down the hall in his squeaky shoes to see if there's a light under the blind man's door and all is right. Boarding House, poem by Ted Kooser. From Flying at Night, Poems 1965 to 1985, published by University of Pittsburgh Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can read thousands of classic and contemporary poems online at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Fetzer Institute, as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org. Produced by Ella Shavonik and engineered by Thomas Schweitzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org.